Would you introduce yourselves, please?
My name is Lisa Milberg and I sing.
And my name is Ludwig and I play the keyboards.
My name is Per and I play the keyboards as well.
My name is Dante Kinnunen and I play drums.
One of the things that's interesting to me is that a lot of the great bands that I've interviewed have come out of art school. You know, and you know, you can, whether you talk about Mick Jagger, went to art school, right? John Lennon went to art school. First band that I interviewed in college, 1977, the Talking Heads, came out of Rhode Island School of Design. So let's talk about that, because this band is about a lot more than just music, is it not? I mean, let's even start with the album cover, shall we?
Yeah. For me, it's strange that not all bands have gone to art school.
One of the things that people spend a lot of time talking about is all the changes in this band, but I don't really see that. I think that it's still all about the songwriting and about playing pop music, right?
I think the same as you do. I think we've been through a lot of changes, and in some ways, obviously, you can tell, but in other ways, for me, it's always been very much the same band. For good and bad, it feels like no matter what we kind of set out to do, we always end up sounding and acting like the Concretes.
We know that the lead singer, you know, went and you know, and climbed trees and did all of that. And we know that you went through a lot of stress to figure it out. But what I think people do want to know about is this new album really is about, in many ways, you know, Hey Trouble was obviously, I mean, it's pretty obvious what that record was about. If people didn't get that, then, you know, but bands go through this, but a lot of bands don't make it. But I'm more interested in, as you were going through that couple of years it took to get there, what was, and I want you each to kind of speak to this for a second, what was really in your heads of saying, you know, what was it that made you say, we're going to go on, we're going to make this, we're going to do the next thing? Because losing a lead singer in a band who's an iconic lead singer is definitely, I would say 1% of bands might survive that. So congratulations, you're in the other half percent, right?
I think at the time it happened, it felt very, very sudden. And I just don't think that we were ready to quit at that time. So we started out, when we started with Hey Trouble, I think we did it a lot to prove to ourselves that we could and that we still had something, and we had very, very strong bond as just friends. And then once we finished touring that, I don't know what happened really, but that's probably when it hit me that what we had gone through, and also what I had put myself in, a very strange new position. So that, I think that was the harder time for me after Hey Trouble, when we had 3 or 4 years before we finished this new album. What kept us going, or that the fact that we actually recorded this new one, I don't know why.
We didn't have a choice, I think. Since we did Hey Trouble, then you could say that we had a choice. Okay, it's a weird situation too. I mean, very few bands switch the lead singer and stay the same band, but we did it. And then, okay, we did it, so, and we're still the Concretes and we still do what we do, so we didn't have a choice. Even if it took a couple of years to pull ourselves together, it's like, yeah, what else should we do than a new album? It's like, it felt like we didn't have a choice, but it was a hard time, because we didn't spend much time together as a group for Wish You Were Here. It was much about working in smaller groups and the full band session in the studio, so it was a bit spread out.
You managed to make it a cohesive record because you definitely still had a vision that you did want, you know, I mean, again, it's the way it's written up, so I'm going to make it a joke, but, you know, you made the sad dance record.
That is, I think all dance music should be like that.
But the one thing that did change about this record, I suspect, is that the guitars were a little less.
We had, that was a choice, having less guitar.
Right,
so.
Right.
And then I don't know.
I wouldn't say that it's less. I would say that maybe the keyboards have taken the place of being like a foundation, as usually you have a wall of guitars doing all the foundation sound.
Yes,
but now the guitars has become more can be more guitars and do more beautiful stuff. I think, at least, that they can be more on top of things instead of having to do all the hard work.
It's Maria in the band. She got a baby, so she doesn't play with us all that much anymore, and she plays guitar. So when she kind of disappeared a little bit, I think it's just a matter of what happens within the group, and like the dynamics change and people get up to different things and they're in different parts, you know, they're going through different stuff. And like Ludwig, he is very stubborn and he gets bored easily, and now he hates his saxophone that he used to play, and he won't play the flute, he won't touch any of the instruments we kind of hired him to play.
I don't hate those instruments, but I think it's some instruments I wouldn't say the specific instruments that I play, but some instruments don't sound that nice on their own, because in a live setting you might need a sax and a trumpet. It's not very it doesn't sound that cool with just a single woodwind playing like a section, like an arrangement.
I'm going to give us a great opportunity to do something you've been dying to do. You ready? We're each going to use the initials of the album and make something up right now. I'm going with Why You Want Hats. What do you think?
It's not fair that you get to start. would you... help me out.
I was joking. I was kidding. But I want to get rid of... What's your weirdest hat? There you go. What I want to get rid of for people, once and for all, if you chose to make it, you know, an acronym for the fun of it, well, you get to do that. And I think that from here on in interviews, anybody who says, could you please speak to, you know, whether it means wish you were here or why you want ho-hos or whatever it is, it's like, leave me alone.
Yeah, it is... We did keep, it is called WYWH instead of Wish You Were Here for the very reason that you, for everyone to kind of make it their own. But it is, I don't know, it's come back to bite us, that title, because we get asked about it all the time in that way, like we have to explain the what it means.
But I played the single 3 or 4 times and I just kind of went on and said, well, hey, I loved You Can't Hurry Love and I love this. This is, you know, if you like a band, you should like a band and you should be with them no matter what they decide to do. Do you think that's true?
I think at least if you like something and that something isn't what you expected, you should at least give it a chance. And that's what I think it's the problem with lazy journalism. Journalists writing about things either it's just wrong or it's just not interesting is laziness. That, okay.
Always comparing it with older stuff, you know, how we sounded before, and always like having the first album as a, you know, reference, which also like listeners do a lot. But
for me, I think people, I really don't mind. I find that some people seem to like us now and they haven't even heard the early stuff, or they don't like it, and some people just like the early records, and some people like everything, and I'm okay with whatever. Really, like, honestly, because all the records are very different from one another, so for me it makes sense to like the first one and the new one, but not the two ones in between, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think we're not that attached to the old stuff. I mean, of course we play some old songs, but we have to make them important again. We're not attached to how we sounded like 5 years ago. It's not important, because now is now, and we have to listen to that. And
I love the first album, just because when I listen to it, which I actually never do, but if I do, I hear what we were at that time, so I like it for that reason probably more than the songs themselves. I just which is one of the main purposes with music, that you can listen to it and it transports you to some place. And for me, it's probably my favorite out of our records for that reason. But then the others I'm not that crazy about, and then the new one I think is excellent. So I would go for number one and number four.
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread and songs by other artists in between.